what's killing me. She's all right already, and I'm just a memory.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 40 million people passing through airport security checkpoints between December 19th and January 2nd. The weather causing a lot of delays this holiday travel week for flyers. And a fast-moving storm traveling between the Midwest and the Northeast could lead to even more snarls. Court date today for Luigi Mangione, who faces both state and federal charges in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson earlier this month in New York. On a New York City subway train, a woman was set on fire and killed over the weekend.
The NYPD calling cameras now in every subway car a game changer.
It offered detectives immediately answers.
Officers had seen and smelled smoke and came running over. They got the flames out with a fire extinguisher, but the woman died at the scene.
ABC Sonia Rincon, there is a suspect currently under arrest. Several drones went off course at a show in Orlando over the weekend, severely injuring a 7-year-old boy. The FAA still investigating. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. January milk up 30 to 1979. February up 43 to 1965. March up 35 to 1958. April up 35 at 1936. Cheese markets, barrels were steady at 176. 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 185 and a quarter. Four trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.5 to 255.5. Seven trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 1.75 to 139.25. Eight trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 74 and one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day Friday. After the markets plummeted to their 40-day moving averages, there was a lot of technical buying in the market. There wasn't a lot of good demand fundamentals, but technical buying is really what helped the live cattle markets out, while feeder cattle also followed the live cattle markets mostly higher as well. Meanwhile, hog markets moved mostly higher as well on the day. Again, the market finding some technical buying and also some demand support as well. December live cattle up 97 cents to 191.32. January feeder cattle up $1.12 to 255.60. February hogs up 230 to 85.92. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moved mostly higher as they recovered from losses earlier in the week. Wheat also moving mostly higher as the dollar fell back from its highs. That helped to support many wheat contracts. March corn up 5.5 to 446 and a quarter. January beans up 11.5 to 974 and a half. March wheat in Chicago closed steady at 533. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.89, January $3.92, new crop $3.78. Cash beans $8.95, January 9 even, February $8.94, new crop $8.97. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash January and February corn all at 406 and a quarter, March 408 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 411, January 406 and new crop at 389. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 391, new crop 387, cash beans 894, new crop at 912. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 394, new crop 388, cash beans 889, new crop at 897. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 398, January 401, February 404, and new crop at 387. Cash beans 904, January 909, March at 919, and new crop at 907. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 393, new crop 379, cash beans 903, new crop 914. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 153 to 175, market cows 97 to 116, bulls 125 to 150, calves 310 to 990, beef steers 190 to 385, Holstein steers at 110 to 230. Sheep markets, market lambs at 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 210 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at ExploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. This town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
What do you do? I said, I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues. He said, I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that? I just looked at him and laughed and said, 'cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. So I offered him tickets. I said, you'll see what I mean if you show up tonight. He said, I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. Till I hear the whole world singing, those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. No, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins, and good morning. Happy Christmas week. And looks like we're going to see a warm-up here in our forecast. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also, our Newsmaker segment on the way next hour as well. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There is some optimism ahead for U.S. dairy prices. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
The U.S. dairy industry typically sees a bump in the prices of cheese and butter in the fall, thanks to football and the upcoming holidays. Mike North, the principal of risk management with Ever.ag, says this year the bump happened earlier than expected.
Yeah, that September-October peak was the peak that everyone was looking for. And it can fall somewhere in that window of September through November. It's never perfectly dialed into a date. But the disappointing thing for us this year is that it came on the earlier end of that. And really, it was a statement from the consumer. And we have talked about this stressed consumer for a long time. Inflation is no secret. There's no one that avoids it. It touches us all. And the consumer at every level, and you read the quarterly earnings reports out of Wall Street, you're seeing many companies citing even the highest income consumer peeling back some of their purchases, trading down some of the things they would ordinarily buy for something of lesser quality or lesser volume. And we're seeing that happening all over. And when we took block to 220 and barrel to 260, we outpriced our consumer.
He says consumers are speaking with their pocketbooks this year.
The consumer basically backed away. We had enough to satisfy the Q4 needs for the football season, kids going back to school and college, and all of the wonderful cheese tray we love to take to the family gatherings we have this time of year. End of day, once that was satisfied, they basically said, we're done, see you later. And we fell 80 cents in a week and a half, and markets, you know, moved to a place where ultimately we clear and find value again. And if you go back and look at charts, you'll find that prior to this big run-up, we spent a lot of time trading 165, 170, 175 cheese, and then we inched it higher, inched it higher, inched it higher, then blew it higher, and then that was the peak and it was all over.
North says the dairy markets are back to what he calls market clearing prices.
The good news for dairymen is that exports, anecdotally, are moving. And as we pick up in discussions with those in the space, we would expect that that should start to show up in reporting once we get into the first quarter, and you'll start to see some bullishness around that. But there again, we now have to keep in mind who still buys the majority of our cheese, the American consumer. And so I would suggest that we have room for some upside in milk, and there could be some positivity here, but every rally is worth defending.
Mike North with Ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Peace out.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Reports, and happy Christmas week. Merry Christmas to you and your family from all of us here at WRDN. National corn growers are praising the win of the dispute panel that said Mexico violated its commitments under the USMCA agreement when the country issued a decree that banned genetically modified corn imports in early 2023. This is an incredible development for the nation's corn growers and rural communities, said Illinois farmer and NCGA President Kenneth Hertman Jr. The outcome is a direct result of the advocacy efforts of corn leaders from across the country. He went on to thank the nation's corn growers for speaking out and U.S. officials for listening and acting. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. On Friday, cattle futures markets rallied higher ahead of the final cattle on feed report for the year. USDA released that data after the markets closed, and I'll have an update on the U.S. beef herd when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
Friday's cattle on feed report from the USDA confirmed that cattle on feed for feedlots with more than 1,000 head totaled 12 million on December 1st, a slight decline from last year. This does align with industry expectations that inventories would stay tight, as that has been a consistent theme for the past year. On this report, placements were the standout metric. November placements totaled 1.8 million head, down 4% from last year. Analysts were anticipating this decline due to seasonal dynamics as producers rushed earlier this fall to market calves in order to capture higher prices. Compounding this trend, restrictions on Mexican cattle imports prompted by the discovery of the New World screwworm reduced feeder supplies as well. Breaking it down by state, Nebraska led the nation with 510,000 head placed, marking a month-to-month decrease of 17%, but still outpacing the other states. South Dakota saw a notable 4% rise in total on-feed inventory from November, which was driven by an increase in feeder weights over 800 pounds. Meanwhile, Washington State's inventory dropped by 4% compared to the previous month, reflecting softer demand in the Pacific Northwest. Marketings were slightly softer at 1.73 million head, 1% below last year, as high prices may have encouraged feedlots to hold cattle back longer to maximize weight gains. Other disappearance, including death loss or cattle moved to pastures, ticked up 2% year over year to 55,000 head. In the lead up to the report, markets rallied on expectations of bullish data. These results were largely delivered, reinforcing tight cattle supplies across the country. However, with Christmas just a few days away, market reactions may be muted by the holiday trade, with many traders out of the office until after the new year. I'll be back with more when we return.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The December Cattle on Feed report indicated that the biggest factors moving cattle prices, which are tight cattle supplies and strong beef demand, are both likely to continue into 2025. With fat and feeder cattle prices staying firm, in fact, sometimes touching record territory, next year should see good marketing opportunities for cattle producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got some mistletoe hung from the bow of the boat. Stockings are filled with sunshine rays. It's Christmas in Blue Chair Bay. There's lights up in every pond. My soul like the sea is calm. Tonight we're going to the boat parade. It's Christmas in Blue Chair Bay. Everybody raise a glass with me right now to all of those up in the snow, from all of us down south. 'Tis the season for believing in faith and family. Wish you were here with me. We've cleared out a place in the sand for Dancer and Prancer to land. We saved a boat slip for Santa's sleigh. It's Christmas in Blue Chair Bay. Everybody raise a glass with me right now to all of those up in the snow, from all of us down south. 'Tis the season for believing in faith and family. Wish you were here with me by the sea, a little numb from drinking rum. I'll sit right here, pray for a peaceful year. Lots of love, happy holidays to you from Blue Chair Bay. Merry Christmas from Blue Chair Bay. La 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 la. Lots of love, happy holidays to you from Blue Chair Bay. Merry Christmas from Blue Chair Bay.
you need me when you've proved so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. And they let me hold on to the good times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These rose
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just a little too tight, and anything I do will say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin egg production in November was 207 million eggs. That was up 2% from the previous November, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in November was at 7.95 million, down slightly from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for November was 2,598, up 2% from a year ago. Now, U.S. egg production totaled 8.92 billion eggs in November of 2024. That was down 4% from last year. Production included 7.68 billion table eggs and 1.24 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.15 billion were broiler type and 90 million were egg type. The average number of layers during November totaled 376 million, down 3% from last year. America's dairy exports to Mexico are approaching record levels as consumer demand for dairy products continues to outpace the country's production. Mexico is now the leading market for U.S. dairy products, comprising over one-fourth of international sales. Dairy product consumption in Mexico has increased by 50 pounds per capita since 2011. A new Cobank report says the upside potential for increasing U.S. dairy sales to Mexico remains strong, and broader export market opportunities are positioning the U.S. dairy industry for long-term growth. Dairy product sales to Mexico have the potential for continued growth as more consumers enter the middle class and seek higher quality proteins and fats, said Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist for Cobank. Mexico faces an annual dairy product deficit ranging between 25 to 30%, and the U.S. supplies over 80% of the shortfall. The EU and New Zealand are the top two dairy exporters, but production stalled in those regions. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced another round of states coming on board with the National Milk Testing Strategy that launched December 6th. It requires unpasteurized milk samples to be collected and shared with USDA for testing. This represents another step toward conducting a complete nationwide surveillance under the NMTS and continues building on the measures taken by USDA and its federal and state partners since the H5N1 outbreak in dairy cattle was first detected in the U.S. in March of 2024. The seven states that will be included in the second round of testing are Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New York, Ohio, Vermont, and Washington. While the new federal order is effective immediately, it's been in effect since it was announced December 6th. USDA will continue to work with other states to bring them on board as quickly as possible, while also accommodating state-specific needs. USDA announced the final $300 million in assistance to distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under the Inflation Reduction Act. Over the last 2 years, USDA has acted to assist distressed borrowers in retaining their land and continuing their agricultural operations. The assistance will provide $300 million to help more than 12,800 distressed and guaranteed farm loan program borrowers. China's Sinograin has announced almost 500,000 metric tons of soybean purchases from the U.S. for shipping in March or April. To U.S. traders familiar with the purchase, say Sinograin paid more for American supplies for its state reserves rather than buying cheaper beans from Brazil. China's the world's number one soybean buyer and an important market for both U.S. and Brazil. The industry is closely watching sales and flow of trade to China ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration January 20th. There is significant industry concern that another round of trade tariffs between the two nations would erode the value of U.S. beans. Soybean prices hit lows not seen in 4 years because of trade tensions, high stockpiles in the U.S., and a possible record harvest in Brazil. Reuters says Sinograin, China's state-run grains trader and reserves manager, recently bought 750,000 tons for shipping from January through March. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at ExploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow, nowhere to go and no pot of gold inside. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare, touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. To think that love would never find me, and the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare, you touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment, your sweet love saved me, not a moment too soon.
works down at the AMP, drives a baby blue AMC. Ain't missed a day of work in 13 years. He's a fire department volunteer. He's got a yard that's always just been mowed. Collected stamps since he was 10 years old. You've never seen a more regular guy. But when the sun goes down on Friday night, slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made, gets in his patent leather zebra boots, buys up the super sport Malibu. A suit and tie. Attention shoppers, there's a 2-for-1 buy. Tuesday afternoon, he mans the wheel and makes his rounds in the bookmobile. He's got a Wednesday night canasta game. Thursday's attorney at the bowling lanes. His friends would freak out if they only knew the party animal he turns into. Slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made, gets in his patent leather zebra boots, fires up his super sport Malibu. He burns a rubber cross a county line, a honky tonk and food a closing time. You ought to see him metamorphosize.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Drones dropping out of formation and falling from the sky in the middle of an Orlando.